This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for the first hour. In this first hour, albeit the markets have been pretty slow, muted moves almost across the board this week, there is still a lot to talk about when it comes to trade. We're going to stay a lot away from trade issues, but look at how the markets are setting up for the end of the year in both risk on and risk off. I'm kicking off the show with Rick Bensignor, founder and editor of Bensignor Investment Strategies. Now, Rick, we're going to spend the first two segments here discussing a wide range of markets. And before maybe we get into specific markets, I want you to address the difference between this year and last year, this time of the year. This time of the year, last year, we were seeing the U.S. markets in, well, a breakdown mode. They hadn't fully started breaking down. That more was held to December, but they did have a weak October. November was choppy, and then December, the bottom fell out. Very different than what we're seeing in the U.S. equity markets now, where, quite frankly, the S&P, and we're recording this before we have the close on Friday, but it has been up the last 6 weeks in a row, continuing to reach all-time highs. Let's start there, the difference for investors in the equity markets in the U.S. What are you thinking here?
So, Corey, the biggest difference is what you alluded to is that fourth quarter last year, the market started seeing weakness, and then it just kind of steamrolled into the Christmas bottom. But as fast as they had sold off in the month of December, you had that V-shaped bottom and a huge rally into January, and that sell-off is really what set up this year to be as strong a year as it was. And that may be backwards thinking to some listeners, but hear me out. A lot of times the market will move in the wrong direction before it makes a strong move in the other direction. And what we essentially did was not only shake out some weak-handed longs last year into that fourth quarter decline, but also built in a whole psychology of shorting the market on a rally subsequent to that decline. And if you didn't realize that the Christmas low was actually going to stay the low, and it wasn't just a trading bottom in the beginning of a new bear market, but ultimately the chance to buy a very significant decline in an ongoing bull market, you have probably dramatically underperformed this year. And then as that sets you up for what goes on the last couple months of this year, I've been telling my institutional clients that I don't see any significant sell-off likely happening between, I wrote this 2 weeks ago in the close of December 31st this year, because two things come to mind. One is historical evidence, and one is kind of the behavioral side of the market. The historical evidence is that in the third year of a presidency, the market tends to have its best year, and not only its best year, but it tends to close on or very close to the high of the year. So historically, now that we're in the third year of Trump's presidency, this is a year that you would expect to be a decent year, plus close near the highs. So that's one thing that from a seasonality factor influenced by the political backdrop of the presidential cycle, I'd expect to see December being fairly strong and closing near the highs of the year. Secondly is the behavioral side, and this is really where I concentrate and I incorporate behavioral finance into the markets and understanding the mind of a portfolio manager, as well as the game that they need to play. And if you're a long-only mutual fund manager. And what's that mean? Most mutual funds, they're nothing like hedge funds. They're generally fully invested or darn close to being fully invested. They're paid to be in the market all the time. And if a mutual fund that is benchmarked to, let's say, the S&P 500 general market returns, that portfolio manager needs to be invested. You can have a little bit, he or she can have a little bit of cash on hand for redemptions and moving things around a bit, but basically they need to be, let's say, 96, 97% or higher invested with all that money all the time. So in order for them to beat the S&P, they need to be invested in the right groups at the right time that outperform. So they need to pick the outperforming groups and essentially overweight them. And they need to underweight the sectors that are doing lousy and that they see into the future will do lousy. And that's the way, when you have all your money working in the market, they can't go short. They can't take out 25% of the fund and go to cash. They need to be invested. And so many of the portfolio managers who are what we call long onlys, because they only can be long the market, are underperforming this year because of the decline into fourth quarter last year. Their whole psychology coming into this year was to be defensively positioned, and it took many of them the bulk of the year for them to really kind of unwind that whole idea that this was a rally in a bear market and that this was, in fact, truly a bull market.
So, Rick, just as a quick comment then, if these other managers, money managers, were chasing this market higher, not believing it because, well, and they were underperforming the market, is there still money on the sidelines, or has this last 6 weeks pushed a lot of that money into the market, and that's why now it's time for a pullback?
Well, it's a combination, because there's still plenty of money on the sidelines, both not as much from the mutual fund industry, but a lot of investors, just individual investors and hedge funds, have not partaken in this year's rally. Anything close to the type, I'm not sure what the S&P is up year to date, and I guess in round numbers it's somewhere, I don't know, 24%, 25%.
Over 22%, yeah.
Okay, 22%. Very few people you talk to on the street are up anything close to that. And a lot of it was that hedge funds also just were not fully invested, always looking for a decent decline happening this year that never occurred. And there were lots of reasons that those declines might have happened. You know, there's a ton of political things that have been in the news and we've talked about on prior shows. And, you know, in August, we sold off in the S&P and we got into under 2,900 and got down to 2,822. And people were looking for a deeper pullback yet. And here we are, you know, a half a percent or so from all-time highs. The market has confounded the bears dramatically this year. And the key was to realize early in the year that the Christmas low was the low. And if you did that and we were lucky or fortunate or something with a little of both luck and skill, I think it was January 10th of 2019, in a published note, we told our clients that low was the low. All global equity indices are going to rally this year. Play the bull side. Don't be a bear and don't be selling into the rally. And that's what at least allowed us to come up with the returns that we have this year, which as of October 30th were 70% return this year on invested capital.
All right, Rick, we're going to have to wrap up the first segment here, but I am having you back on for the second segment. We're going to shift a little bit more away from the U.S. markets and talk about some of those safe or defensive assets that did get a nice little bump but have sold off a little bit. Question is that all the sell-off that we're going to get? It's an interesting scenario to look at as we move to the end of the year. Everyone stick around. I'm going to be right back with Rick Bensignore.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor from Bensignor Investment Strategies. Now, Rick, let's talk about, though, some of these safe haven type of or more defensive type sectors, because in all fairness, those have done actually quite well this year as well. We've seen gold. I think it's still up about $170 for this year. Utilities have actually done quite well. What do you think about this other sector where it isn't just risk on that's doing well this year?
Now, so let's start with gold. Gold broke out from a six-year basing pattern that the metal traded mostly between about, well, I think the low was 1,042 back in December of 15, and multiple times in the last 6 years, we topped in and around $1,375. So if you look at what that range was, that was, what's that, $325 range that finally we broke out to the upside. And when it broke out, it got all the funds involved. Speculators were long, funds were long, and looking for, you could say, look, with a $325 range for years, the breakout above 1375 should target over time $1,700. Add the $325 to where we broke out from of 1375, and over time, this would suggest you're going to get to $1,700 gold. The problem is the funds are so long, and the natural hedgers are on the short side of the market. Normally, natural hedgers, the producers, the processors in the metals industry, the swap dealers, they're still short something like 4-to-1. And specs got long, and I'm talking here futures contracts, as much as 7 contracts long for every 1 short. So a 7-to-1 ratio, which is now down to, I think, 5-to-1. But it still says that speculators are way long gold. And when you have that much of a difference between how many people are long versus how many are short, what's going to get gold higher if that many people are already long gold? So we actually sold out of our gold longs at 1491. I got a lot of flack on TV, and I did a video for realvision.com and talked about, you know, we're exiting gold, and a lot of people said, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, gold's going to 2000, it's going to 3000. Well, maybe it will, but I'll be back in it if that's where it's going. But I could kind of see that gold was not going to materially trade higher. So I missed $50 worth if I had sold the high of the move, but gold's at, I don't know, about 1470 these days, and still looking somewhat heavy, and still has too many people long relative to short. So that's the problem with gold right now, is the speculators are very long the market, and there isn't yet a new catalyst to push it higher. So I think, you know, gold can still come off here over the next several months, just as eventually you've got to wash out some of those longs before this thing can go higher again.
Okay, a couple questions on the back of those comments. One being, do you have a level in mind that you think a washout could come to that would kind of reset those COT reports? And then also, two, moving into next year, what could be that driver to push gold higher?
So, yeah, to answer the first question, the level that I've been telling people, if you want to get back into gold, and I'm going to make the assumption that gold will not return all the way back down to its breakout point. And that's I'm making that assumption just simply because, you know, after a six-year breakout, it really shouldn't return all the way back down. The level would be 1435 to 1415, somewhere in that $20 range, I think, is where gold has a better chance of finding a bottom, and especially if it ends up being a quick dive, taking out a lot of the longs. The one thing that I hesitate, and I'll probably buy some myself in my own account, and I've had gold for years just as a very small, literally a few percent of my total portfolio, just as a hedge, is if you look at Japan, the Nikkei, back, I think it was a year and a half ago, broke out from a 20-year inverted head and shoulders pattern. Now, if that's going to move, you know, you're talking about getting a move from a massive technical breakout or breakdown, that would be at a 20-year bottoming pattern that broke out to the upside. So the Nikkei broke out over, I think it was about 20,500, maybe 21,000. And it got to 23, maybe even 24,000, and it should keep going because the projection for something like that would have been huge, and yet it pulled all the way back down to where it broke out from before turning around again. So If you buy gold under, let's say, 1435, somewhere in the lower 1400s, realize that you still may have to take some downside on this. But I'd be more comfortable long than buying it here at 1470 with all the funds long.
All right, one final market to talk about here quickly, one that you and I don't usually talk about. That is the energy market. Interesting moves by, let's say, oil this week as it is climbing towards $60 a barrel, still very much within this, talk about a choppy sideways pattern throughout the year. But you know what? There is a little bit of a bias to the upside now. Is that something you're hopping on?
It's interesting because I hopped on it. I very well timed an entry into crude oil futures 2 days ago, but I didn't stick with it. And I made money, but I probably made a third of what I could have if I even held it through today's close. Oil's up over $3 in a couple days, and I know hedge funds are covering shorts. They're not net long. They're still short, but they covered a lot of shorts, and I think that was part of the catalyst for the move. There's a couple headlines out that are mildly bullish for gold, for crude oil, and there's also that same exhaustion signal that showed up on the yield chart and the S&P right on their highs. Came in on the oil market on its low a couple days ago, and that was what kind of gave me some impetus to get on the long side. I should have stuck with it, and I didn't. But I think you know you've got some technical factors too that would say that oil can get a little bit more of a bounce here. At the end, though, it's still oil is oil, and it is a commodity. It is with bountiful supply. And if we get into the 60s, I don't see it staying there for a long time. I just don't think the long-term prognosis for crude oil is very good.
Fair enough. You and I talked a fair bit about that off mic. But you know what, Rick? Great chatting with you. Always a pleasure having you on the show. And I think some very important comments for everyone to understand what is going on with the markets and why money is flowing the direction that it is, especially at the end of the year. And we still have another month and about a week to go here. Rick, great chatting with you. If anyone wants more information on the Bensignor investment strategies, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Rick, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too, Corey. Thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again sounding off about the whistleblower. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
the president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly two dozen championship collegiate teams.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points, the S&P up 6, and the NASDAQ up 14. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Rick Bensignor. In the next two segments, we are shifting our focus a bit more into the resource sector with Jayant Bhandari. At least for this segment, I am chatting with Jayant Bhandari, well known to our audience. And for those of you who do not know Jayant, he consults, advises a lot of, well, big money players in the resource sector. We will get into some of the recent stocks that you've been buying, Jayant, but I just want a quick comment. You just traveled to Hong Kong, spent a few days there, and you and I were chatting off mic about the protesters that you were watching. Please share your takeaways from what you saw when you were actually in Hong Kong as protests were going on.
Hi, Corey. I was, Corey, in China for about a week, and then I went to Hong Kong for a few days to attend a conference. This was not a mining-related conference. This was about property market. And I actually decided to skip most of the conference because I found watching protesters in Hong Kong so much more exciting and educational. It's very interesting if 6 months earlier you had asked me which country I thought was the best country on the planet, I would have mentioned Hong Kong. And probably that stays the same even today. You can very easily stand on the sidewalk and watch protesters and police fighting with each other, protesters creating roadblocks on the road, and there would be anti-protesters removing these bricks at exactly the same time. So all these two or three things happen. You can be spectator. No one bothers you. Girls, young girls and tourists walk around happily. Shops are open and restaurants keep doing their business. So this is a very interesting way to protest. These are isolated cases that's happening. And I know CNN has been showing Hong Kong as if Hong Kong is ready to blow up. That is not what's happening. These are isolated protests. But given that Hong Kong is such a concentrated country with people, any minor protest in one part of the city creates chaos all across the island, the two islands of Hong Kong and Kowloon. That said, I still love Hong Kong, and I truly like the way these people are protesting.
Okay. Well, interesting insights there, and yeah, we get just, I think, kind of one side of the story, but I don't know. My takeaway is it doesn't seem like it's going in the right direction, and even from what you're saying, doesn't seem like there is a solution, an easy solution ahead of them. Let's shift over to some of the stocks that you're following, and actually some of the purchases that you are making in terms of junior resource companies. What can you share with us first here, Giant?
So I have been buying a company called Ateco Mining. Ateco Mining is trading at about 24 cents, and that makes it a $26 million company. And they are generating a cash flow of about $10 million per year, and this should continue for about 4 to 5 years based on the resources that they have. And these resources will probably grow because this is an underground system. You only want to find enough resources that keeps you running for the next 2 or 3 years. So this is a good cash generating company in my view. The jurisdiction that the company operates in are Colombia and Ecuador, and I don't like either of the two jurisdictions, but listen, if I'm generating $10 million cash from a company whose market cap is $26 million, I'm reasonably happy. The one thing that I don't like about the company is that the CEO and the president makes, in my view, a rather high salary, both of them. The CEO makes about $700,000 and the president makes about $500,000. And I find that to be on a rather higher side. But given that, I use that as my cost for now, and I still get at least a 50% upside in owning Ateco Mining.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, those are very high salaries for even a producing company that is making money. But if we look at this, okay, it's generating $10 million a year in cash flow, but you know what? The share price hasn't done much recently. So what do you think will be major drivers for this company? Is it simply a re-rating because of its production portfolio, or do you see this exploration potential here?
Well, I mean, the share price has actually fallen from about 37 cents to 24 cents. And I think part of the reason is that they had a strike in Colombia. And that meant that one quarter or maybe two quarters weren't very good. But that strike is over and the company is back in full production. And it is actually generating about $10 million on annualized basis right now. So, I think what actually will happen is that eventually market will start to see this value. And remember, Corey, right now, companies are getting sold off for no good reason. They fall 20% in the morning and they go up for 50% by the evening, by the afternoon that the market closes. So the market is so moody and erratic that good companies have fallen for no good reason, and that is really, in my view, an opportunity to accumulate good companies with value.
Now, what is kind of your time frame with this? Because you are right. Stocks right now are getting sold off. There doesn't seem to be any ambition or motivation for investors to jump ahead of any certain news. I even had a call or a discussion about this earlier in the week on a daily editorial. And when you do come out with news, unless it's spectacular drill results, unfortunately, the stock sometimes gets sold off on the back of those. So what are you thinking? If you're taking positions now, when are you expecting that, let's say, 50% bump?
Oh, I think over the next 1 year, if the company continues to make the positive cash flow of about 10 million annualized, market will see value in it. And my guess is that the share price will move up from 24 cents to 37 cents, which is what my target price is right now. I'm looking for a 50% upside in this company over the next 1 year.
Okay, let's go into another stock, and this stock I actually hold. I was curious to hear why you were starting to buy it. We're talking about Palomina Corp. What do you like about Palomina?
So what I like is that they have been focusing on a very specific area of southern Peru. And this is an area where they have found a lot of rocks with visible gold. There are a lot of informal miners working in that area. And there's a large area, actually. You can see it on Google Map, a large area where artisanal miners have been working. This company has had a first mover advantage in that area. You don't really see or think about much gold mining, gold only mining happening in Peru. And this is what this company has taken an advantage. They have moved into an area where there is a possibility to find gold projects. And I know one company that I have been following, Helio Resources, optioned two projects from them, which meant that Palomina basically made about $1 million from the shares they got from Helio Resources, plus royalty on those two projects. And then I have heard from other companies thinking about joint venturing projects from Palomina. So for this small generative companies, given that a few companies are looking at their project, means that this company is doing something good, and that's where I see value in this company.
Okay. Well, Giant, we're going to wrap it up there. I always appreciate you sharing some of the stocks that you are buying. You always come up with some ideas that are more or less, I think, off the radar of a lot of investors. But I've seen through your track record that you've been able to find some good value out there, even when the stock or even when the sector was more or less depressed. Well, more depressed than it is now. Giant, it's great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're getting an update from Silvercrest Metals and the CEO, Eric Fear. Silvercrest is traded on the TSX under the symbol SIL and on the NYSE under the symbol SILV. Now, Eric, I wanted to highlight this interview on the weekend show because I know Silvercrest continues to come out with very impressive news, but the news release that came out this week on Thursday, again, impressed me. It says Silvercrest announces best drill hole to date, 8.6 meters, which is true width at 7,873 grams per ton silver equivalent. And what I think is the most important part of this is a newly defined area, the 118 zone. Break down this drill hole, actually the combo of drill holes. You put out six new drill holes in this news release, but really the importance of this, what sounds like, new discovery.
Yeah, well, Corey, thanks for having me back on. I always appreciate to have some voice time here about the Silvercrest story. We continue to have success on our Las Chispas project that's located in northern Mexico, state of Sonora. Great jurisdiction, by the way, to be working in. And pretty much my world travels, I always come back to Mexico, and it's usually northern Mexico. So, yeah, this news really should stand out to everybody as us refocusing back into the exploration opportunities that are at Las Chispas. We spent better part of this year doing infill drilling on veins that we already know. There's currently 10 veins of 36 in the district that are in resources, and we're working on a feasibility study to convert the resources in those 10 veins to reserves for an economic study to be put out in Q2 of next year. With infill drilling, all you're trying to do there is get tighter spacing and more confidence to establish a stamp of reserve on it. We have been successful in our infill drilling of those veins as we are just wrapping up our infill program on a lot of the resource areas. And these drills are becoming available and we're going to be refocusing in 2020 on the exploration targets. So it's basically 26 more veins out there, guys. And it's not just those veins, but even the 10 veins that we currently have resources on, there's a lot of potential there to expand. So this news release yesterday, newly defined area 118. At 118 is the drill hole, and that's how we like to use discovery holes to name these things. So it's LC19-118. And it's really about the step-out drilling from historic workings, just moving downtrend and making this discovery. So the part of the impressive part of this discovery is not just the outstanding high-grade, you know, silver, gold, silver equivalent. And when I say silver equivalency, it's gold and silver. There's no base metals are involved, and that's about a 50-50 in-situ value for both of those. But it's really about not just the one hole wonder, but there's other holes around it that are pretty sexy, if I can say that, are pretty impressive themselves. And it's wrapping what we call a high-grade footprint around that area, which is now about 300 meters by 125 meters high, and it's averaging 1 to 2 meters wide. You know, this is a narrow vein epithermal system, and these are typical type of vein widths that you work with. So you're really counting on the high grade to make things conceptually economic moving forward here. So just walk away from this news release saying Silvercrest is moving forward on a feasibility study for a construction decision on the first 70 to 90 million ounces silver equivalent that's running high grade. And now they're moving back into the sexy discovery stories, and you got all these veins out in front of you. And hole 118 has just kicked that program off with a splash. And we're going to move forward. We're going to continue to move these drills off infill drilling and onto new expansion targets. And we already have our news flow coming up. You know, we're going to keep everybody engaged in the story here. I already have 5 news releases in my head that are going to be put out in January and February. We currently have over 300 holes in the lab and in compilation to put this information out on all of our, on most of our veins that we have, infill, expansion, new targets. So we're fully loaded to keep everybody engaged, you know, for the next 3 months.
Okay, so there's a lot still to break down here, because I think what's important about this company that you have outlined here is that there is one road that you guys are going down, which is towards a production, construction type scenario, but then there is still so much exploration work that now you're almost shifting focus back to, as you have some of these economic studies underway. Let's just get a little bit more color in terms of time frame when it comes to the production, construction side of things. You have a resource out, you're working on feasibility. The way that this project or process usually goes is you get a feasibility done, then you go into some sort of financing, and then once that financing is completed, you go into a construction phase, and then finally production. What's the time frame looking like for all of these steps?
Well, right now we're basing everything off a preliminary economic assessment that we put out earlier this year. And people can go look at that preliminary economic assessment. It's on CDAR.com. So based on that assessment and the work we've done since putting that out earlier in this year, our schedule is driving us to complete the feasibility study, which is an increase in confidence of that preliminary economic assessment. Put that out late Q2 as with success of that feasibility study. And we feel confident that it'll be successful. We'll make a construction decision, and then we would look at kicking off construction early fall to next year, 2020. It's about a 12-month construction time and into production in late 2021. Currently, if you look at the PEA, there's about a 9-month payback period for a capital cost of approximately $100 million to build the mine, which is not a lot of money for the asset you're working on, since there's a lot of high margin value here because it's so high grade. Okay. And a lot of companies really fall down when you start talking about $300 to $500 million in capital that you got to put forward with lower margin type material than what we have. And Las Chispas is a rare asset. You know, it's in the top 10 highest grade silver gold deposits in the world right now. And that's been stated by independently by banks and funds, you know, outside of what I'm saying here. So you can do your own research on that. So really look forward to the one path, which is the production driven story. And the second path is getting back to the exploration and discovery story. This is our business model. Other people would handle Las Chispas quite differently than we would do. They would look at the 36 veins. They would explore over the next 5 to 10 years to come up with, you know, what they think is the largest potential and then build your mine around that. I don't like that model. It works for some. It wouldn't work for me because, you know, we got to keep our shareholders engaged. They need to see the value today because the market's so short term, you know, and the cycle's a short term too. I like discovering and building and producing and making cash flow within the same cycle. What helps me do that is number one reason I'm in Mexico. I can permit something in a reasonable time. And we do it to international standards. We do environmental studies. We do all the bells and whistles to get there. But it really helps when you have the cooperation of the Mexican government to permit in a reasonable time and do these things and bring value to the shareholders.
All right, Eric, we're going to wrap it up there. I want everybody who is listening to this to reach out. Send me any further questions that you have regarding Silvercrest Metals. And also please listen to all the daily editorials that are posted on our website throughout the week, as well as those company updates. Hey, Eric, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. And everybody, thank you for tuning in and for all the emails that I get on a regular basis. I hope everybody has a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.